In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When we think about salvation, we usually just think about ourselves. And I'm not saying we're selfish or anything. We just think about the salvation of the human race, which is, of course, very important. But we also need to remember that just as the sin of Adam and Eve didn't just affect the human race, it affected all of creation. And as the scripture says, subjected creation to futility, so too will salvation restore and in fact improve creation. The scripture speaks about it as a new heaven and a new earth. And we read about that in the Old Testament. You know, we just heard from the prophet Isaiah, where there will be that he is about to create a new heaven and a new earth, such that the things of the past will not come to mind, and our interaction with creation will no longer be subject to futility. There will be no longer the sound of weeping heard or crying. Children will live to their full age. If you don't make it to 100, they'll count you as cursed. All of these things, even though we know that that's just a way of saying this is going to be really good, because in heaven, we're immortal. You don't die. So, and there's also no procreation, so there will be no new children born. A new heaven and a new earth. And as we need to remember also that when we die, and if we get to heaven, ultimately heaven won't be out there. Heaven will be here. And God will be present with us here on earth, and the creation which we will live within will be more marvelous than we can possibly imagine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.